Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terrorist group Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people. But Kremlin officials, including President Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us more.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Poland has demanded an explanation from Russia after one of its missiles strayed briefly into Polish airspace during a major missile attack on Ukraine. The incident on Sunday prompted the NATO member to activate F-16 fighter jets. It was Russia's third big missile attack on Ukraine in the past 4 days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Sunday the only effective and efficient way to deliver heavy goods to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs is by road and includes an exponential increase in commercial deliveries.
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid. Not trickles, not drops. Some progress has been made, but much more needs to be done.
Guterres traveled to Egypt's border on Gaza with Gaza on Saturday.